That's one thing that it, in doing, when we have the headmasters come from Japan, mm-hmm. For the flower arranging, some of us went to the classes with some of our containers, and we didn't take that good care of our equipment, and we were reprimanded quite sharply.
Oh yeah.
A flower master would, as a samurai, would look after his sword, look after his scissors. And 1 year, a whole group of flower, about 85 flower arranging teachers came to Robson Square, mm-hmm. and I brought them here to Burnaby City Hall, and they saw several trees and limbs that they would like. And so I asked the mayor if we could have them, and of course he said fine, gave me, and he sent out 6 foot men who looked after the yards, mm-hmm. to help us with huge tools, asking which branch we wanted. And this teacher, that was his job to go around and gather all the necessary materials, was a very slight man, about that high, and he had his scissors around like a holster.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just the very plain, simple Japanese flower shears.
Mm-hmm.
And so he chose the branch, so the men set about to try and cut it down for him. And they had all these big things, and they were working at it and working very hard. And he said, excuse me. And he just hauled out his shears and went,
is that right?
It was just amazing. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That's how, and it's part technique, uh-huh. and part shears.
Uh-huh.
But he just whipped it out and
went right through it. Eh?
Yes. And then he had a little flask of whiskey in his back pocket, mm-hmm. and he just dipped it in right away.
Was that the end? The
yes.
Cutting? In whiskey?
In whiskey. Is and he it? Said, whiskey's very good, but he says, you don't have to give them the best, but it'll serve you better if you give it a drink of whiskey.
Really? Makes the flowers last longer, eh?
That's right. So they would prime the branches right there.
Mm-hmm.
And another teacher came, and we went out just over into these grounds. There was nothing over there at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an empty lot. So we went over there, and she took a whole hour. And I watched her, and she just stood there in front of this tree, just like Gandhi, and she was only about 4'10". And she stood there for a whole hour, and she studied that tree. And because we were going to do an exhibition at the PNE, and she was going to do one, and she wanted that particular type of tree that had all the, the scales and that on it.
Mm.
What do they call
them? Cottonwood?
Lychee? I don't know what you call it, but it's a growth on it. The old, and it really does look nice. But because we couldn't go far, and because that type of material was limited, she just stood there, and then in 5 seconds she had it all cut. And you could see the shape and form before we went down, but it was in the way that she cut it.
Oh, yeah.
It was really something.
Yeah.
And another time we went to the old dump yards here, mm-hmm. on King Edward, and we had a professor visiting, and he said, you arrange flowers with your feet. You walk through and you see, and you take this branch, and you cut it here, here, and here. Because next year you're going to come back and you'll cut it here, and this is how it's going to have grown.
Mm.
So they always prepare for the future.
Right.
So it's
thinking ahead.
Always thinking ahead.
Uh-huh.
So this is the flower arranging too. Is like They call it the Japanese woman's tranquilizer.
Oh, is that right?
Because you do really calm down.
I would imagine in some ways it's a bit like, say, painting nature or photographing nature. You're composing the scene, you're looking for the right light and the angle and the shape. And so it has that whole kind of creative endeavor to it, the creative aspect.
Yes, because you could shut everything out except what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it really is... quite relaxing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, Ikebana is, Ike to give life to flowers, bana is flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, it really does, I think it's good when people can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, particularly when you know the symbolism of it, you know, I think, you know, to somebody like myself, who's uninitiated, I look at that and I can see the aesthetic of it. But mm-hmm. when you know the story, the symbolism behind it, like you were saying about the different
branches,
the full grown
heaven, man, and earth.
Yeah, right.
You see?
But when you know that, then there's so much more meaning to the to the piece. You know,
that one there you'll see is those two there, just heaven and earth.
Oh yeah.
You see. Heaven and earth could exist alone, but man can't.
Mm-hmm. That's the one with the tulips.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then this one here with the carnations too, is heaven and earth.
Oh, right.
See,
yeah.
It's not the third branch. It's only two.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice too that the earth is always symbolized by something soft, temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why its birth is vulnerable.
Right, and then heaven is the lasting.
That's right. Will exist.
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful. Actually, the way you have, I don't know if that's deliberate. The shadow that one casts too, is that deliberate? It really seems to add to the to the look of it. The actual shadow itself.
Yes, space is important too.
Yeah.
And so this is why you take all that into consideration.
Right. Mm-hmm.